This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In case you didn't notice, there's been a bit of a trend or theme for our rejoins today. Enjoying a little USA, USA, before we eat hot dogs, drink beer, and blow some things up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or whatever you like to do. I don't want to generalize. That'll just be my day.
I got a fun list of fireworks, names of fireworks. I sent money to my sister. I'm going out to Winterset, Iowa in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And so they sell fireworks out there, you know, but I'll be out there after the 4th. So I told her, go buy a bunch of fireworks before the end of the 4th so that when we come out in 2 weeks with the kids, we can blow crap up. It's so fun. Oh, it's a blast.
But be safe. Be safe if you do it anywhere. We don't want any injuries. We're going to do a little TED Talk. That means it's time to roll the TED Talk open.
It's time for a TED Talk.
There's a football player, that Ted Johnson.
Smack down. He hit a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
Stories from on and off the field from three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
Ted Johnson scrapes right into Jerome Bettis' face and puts him on his back.
This guy is going to be one of the best inside linebackers in football.
On WEEI Afternoons.
I'm not going to lie, I kind of like that intro. Good intro.
You should. It's all about you and your greatness.
It's just...
we bow down to you.
Good music. No, I mean, you know, Pat Summerall and John Madden, those guys were legendary. So my assignment for TED Talk, Andy came up with the idea, you know, Ted, what are your favorite, running backs to play against? And maybe what your five of your favorites that you played against, and then five of your guys that you maybe wish you could have played against. So that's that was my homework assignment. And so with the help of Zach and Jacob, we put a little, hopefully, fun TED Talk for you. So people like to ask me all the time who the best running back I ever played against was. And you ready, Zach? Let's go. This is the guy that I always say was the toughest I ever had to go against. Listen up.
That was spectacular. First and goal from the 9-yard line. Davis with the toss. Inside the 5. Did he get in? He did. Touchdown.
Terrell Davis.
Wow.
Denver Broncos, the toughest. Had a short career.
Yep.
His injury made it short. But I always thought it was the combination of Terrell and the Broncos offensive lines that were so hard to play against. Alex Gibbs, probably one of the best offensive line coaches, coached that line. Tom Nalen, he was a great center at BC, became their anchor of a hell of a center for the Denver Broncos. But Terrell Davis, I always tell running backs, the best running backs are the guys that when they hit you, they fall for 2 more yards.
Yeah.
So a lot of guys, you hit them, they stop. Terrell, you hit him, and he falls for 2 more yards. Big difference between 2nd and 8 and 2nd and 6.
So if I look through highlights, I'm going to find him falling forward over Ted Johnson for 2 more yards?
You know what? Not my best games. I'm not going to lie. Not my best games. But you know who I did have good games against was this next running back.
Pumps. Goes to Edgerrin James. Beauty.
James slips a tackle and is in for the touchdown.
Edgerrin James, one of the toughest guys I ever went against. And I always said the key to stopping Peyton Manning is to stop Edgerrin James.
Yep.
What does that mean, Ted? So you always want to have two safeties deep whenever you play Peyton Manning so that you have help over the top for your corners. But if you're going to have two safeties deep to stop Peyton's passing attack, you better stop Edgerrin with just seven guys in the box. And so I took it very personal to make sure that got done. I'm looking at one of these games, one of the last games I ever played. In fact, the last game I played in Gillette Stadium, the 2004 AFC Divisional playoff game against this high-flying Colts offense that came in and scored 3 points. And let's see, what did Edgerrin do that day? 14 carries, 39 yards, an average of 2.8. So not very good.
Nice.
So
how many tackles you have?
What did I have? Let's see. Teddy Johnson. What did I have? Oh, I had about five tackles.
Okay. That's not bad.
And so that was Edgerrin James, one of the best I ever went against. All right, this next guy was a special player. And I first noticed him when he was at San Diego State.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy came in, and he just had a unique style about him. And one of the best overall running backs you will find. Take a listen.
First down, Colts, the 11-yard line to get a ball. Break through it. Reach the 10, 5, down to the goal line. Touchdown!
Marshall Faulk. Well, one of the best I ever played against, just smooth.
Yeah.
So smooth. Not big and bruising, just had the ability to kind of not take hits squarely, just kind of move his shoulder or sidestep in a way that you couldn't get solid hits on him. So Marshall Faulk, one of the best I ever played against. All right, next one is the one of my favorite teams to ever play was this team against this running back. And I talked to some guys after I retired that played on these teams. And funny little story, but take a listen. This is one of the best I ever played against and the best all time from a statistical standpoint.
Right in front of Ricky Reynolds, bothered by an ankle problem. Here's Smith. A couple of yards short of the first down. Again, Ted Johnson makes the stop.
Okay, Randy, here's what they were doing in the first half. Running between the tackles with Emmitt Smith, just using those big offensive linemen, creating just enough of a crease to get him through the line.
Ted Johnson tackling Emmitt Smith, the all-time rushing leader?
So I will say this. It was the quintessential. There's two games in my career that I would say they were losses, but they were wins for a team. The moral victory type game.
Yep.
And the first one was in 1996. We played the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. They had won the Super Bowl the year prior, and we lost to them 12-6. They kicked four field goals, never got a touchdown, and you know what? We never lost a game again until the Super Bowl against the Green Bay Packers. But that day, what did Emmitt Smith have? 27 carries, 85 yards for an average of 3.1.
It's not
what
bad.
What did Johnson have? 11 total tackles.
Ooh, Doug.
Nine solo tackles. Is one of my favorite. And then I don't have a highlight for him, but I'm number five on my list of guys that I had a lot of respect for. And this one is Mike Alstott. Ooh. We played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 1997, and we got drilled. Mike Alstott and Wart Dunn were in the backfield.
Yeah.
Right?
A little thunder and lightning.
And what they do is they'd have Mike Alstott go between fullback and tailback.
Right.
Soft ass poo as a fullback. I mean, just.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just,
really?
I was like, really, Mike? This is all you got?
Worked is he bigger than you?
His legs are two of my legs put together is one of his legs.
But soft, huh? Didn't want to block?
As a blocker. As a runner?
Just wanted the ball.
So work done. Work done. With him blocking, work done. 14 carries for 36 yards. Mike Allstott averaged almost 6 yards a carry. He was a tough, tough, tough runner. All right, here we go. This next highlight, this is you. Now we're getting into the guys I
wish you could
wish
have.
I could have played. This guy is kind of largely considered the best to ever play. Take a listen.
People ought to make up signs like that. I mean, they ought to just, you know, go to their home. A matter of time before everyone on this team is going to be heard from. You think you got him tackled? I mean, that's by keeping your feet going and making Sanders move.
Making Sanders move. He had some of the best open field moves and spins
yep,
you'll ever
Harlan
see.
Barnett, right, is the one who got spun back.
Patriots,
it's one of the most famous
highlights.
Clips ever. So you never...
I never played against Barry.
But you were contemporaries.
Just for a year.
Only one year?
Or two, yeah. And not for very long.
And you didn't, yeah, so he was dominant. People who, I think he gets forgotten a little bit now. If you go, I always say like Barry Sanders, Bo Jackson are some of the people, kids, go YouTube it. Because they did things that just, you're wow. You don't need analytics. You don't need numbers or statistics. Just watch the highlights, the things they could physically do.
And Barry retired long before he really needed to.
Yes, very early.
It was because he just was done with the organization, right? He didn't
yes.
get paid like he wanted or
pay. They weren't good, yeah. like wear and tear. Like, why am I doing this if you guys aren't all in? There's a story that Bill reached out to him that there was a consideration of him coming to the Patriots. I don't know how far it got down the road.
Not Belichick because he was already retired by then.
Yeah, no. Come out of retirement.
Come out of retirement.
Yes.
Okay.
There is a story. I can Google it. I believe Bill told it on the, remember he did the 100 greatest players or whatever NFL Network? And I think Barry was on set or when they were announcing Barry, he talked about there were some conversations of trying to, I believe, get him to come out of retirement.
I never heard that story. That's fascinating.
Hopefully it's true.
Before I play the next and last highlight, I just want to give you a few more names that I wish I played against but never did. I loved Roger Craig. Remember the high-stepping
Roger Craig? Absolutely, that offense.
You remember who his fullback was?
Tom Rathman.
Yep. I love
fullbacks. You're not going to sneak a fullback past
me. I guess not, obviously. I just loved his style. You, the most unique running style.
Yep.
Other than maybe the next guy on my list, Walter Payton. You know, sweetness was just – I think
holding the ball out.
I think he probably would have been the hardest guy to ever play against. Just the power, the speed, the agility. So him, and then also two guys, Christian Okoye, Derrick Henry. Those two guys, I just think would have been fun to play against. And then now I give you my last guy, my idol growing up. The first number I ever wore was his. When I was, we played the Carolina Panthers down in Houston. I was a captain that year, and so at before the game, honorary captain for the Super Bowl was the best to me in my mind to play the running back. Take a listen.
And here goes Earl Campbell. He knocked Robertson on his back.
Earl Campbell is strong.
Ran over,
I put his shoulders into your chest.
15, 10, 5, touchdown, Earl Campbell.
So Earl is one of my favorite players. And so my dad had season tickets to the Oilers.
That could have been hellacious. If you went to tackle him, no disrespect to you.
Nope.
But the commentator there says he puts his pads into your – no, he would put his head square between your, chest plate.
He would.
He did.
And you are probably doing the same thing. Yeah. It could have been one of those, like Rocky, you know, when they knock each other out at the same time? That would have been a collision of epic proportions.
No doubt. The famous highlights of him to basically lowering his shoulder in the guys. Yep. He's from, where is he? From Tyler, Texas, which is out in the woods there, about 4 hours outside of Houston. One of the sweetest, nicest gentlemen you'll ever meet. His nickname was the Tyler Rose. Famous run. I think it was a Monday night game against the Dolphins where he hits a guy on the sideline and the guy kind of pulls his shoe off. And so he's running without a shoe and his socks kind of flopping as he's running. Earl Campbell.
Also some torn jersey ones, too, where people are ripping on the old jerseys.
Get this. So before he even got to the NFL, at Texas, he had rushed for 4,444 yards. And then he gets to the NFL, and Bum Phillips just ran him into the ground.
Right.
So he can't hardly walk, and he almost needs a wheelchair now. But you talk about a guy that gave his everything he had to the game. That's the Tyler Rose, Earl Campbell, one of my favorite all-time players.
Couple that I'm interested aren't on your list. Like one, Jim Brown. Is he a consideration or just sort of?
You know, it's one of those I have to read about Jim Brown in books. You know, I never saw him play, so it's hard for me to really visualize what it would be like playing. But I think he would. He was like, I mean, Earl Campbell and Walter Payton and mixed in one, right?
Right. MVP and great athlete, lacrosse player, changed the sport of lacrosse at Syracuse, like the rules, because he was so dominant they had to like change it, for kind of like they had to do for Tiger with golf courses.
Yeah.
Changed the game. The question I would have of the guys, you know, the dream guy, like, what kind of running back did you hate to play against? I'm assuming you didn't mind power guys. You felt like you could match physicality. Scat backs,
guys like Marshall Faulk scared me.
Yeah.
Just give me a bigger target, Jerome Bettis, an Eddie George, you know, a bigger guy running through the hole. It's a bigger target. And so it's the guys, you know, who was probably the toughest. And I can't believe this is my bad. I totally forgot. I'm embarrassed to admit. It's in my draft class. Curtis Martin. Curtis Martin was the kind of guy that when he gets in the open field and he stops and he starts doing the stutter step and then he cuts and it goes one door direction, his explosive power to get away from you, he's right there and you're about to grab him and then he's gone.
Right.
Curtis Martin in the open field is one of the best running backs I've ever seen, played against or played with.
What about Bo Jackson?
Forgot about Bo. That's a good call.
That's one there.
That's a good call.
But he's also one that could embarrass you because the power, the speed, the everything.
Well, ask the boss.
Ferocity. Yeah, ask the boss.
Famous,
he changes
famous,
the perception
famous
of your
play
whole
in the Monday night game.
Character. That is the boss changed.
Put his helmet right in the boss's chest.
Absolutely. All right, that was a TED Talk. That was a fun look back at.
Thanks for your help, guys.
Yes, nice job, Zach Coe. Nice job, boys. And some of the guys Ted Johnson enjoyed tackling, some that he never got a chance to tackle, but a little bit look back. Looking ahead, up next on WEEI Afternoons, we do need to spend just a couple minutes here on the Boston Celtics. This Dame Lillard thing continues to kind of just percolate. He's out there. Would you want him? How much would he cost? Where's he going to end up? Could he go back to Portland's been thrown out there? So there's some different theories on where Dame Lillard could end up once he's officially let go from the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.